Hey everyone, it's your girl Sienna Cruz here, back with another dose of real talk about surviving and thriving in depression. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, practicing forgiveness and letting go. Now, I know what you're thinking, forgiveness. That sounds like a whole lot of work. Trust me, I get it. Sometimes holding on to anger or resentment feels easier, right? Like, it's this safe little bubble we build around ourselves. But let me tell you, that bubble can get pretty suffocating. You know what I'm talking about. Ever felt like you're carrying around a backpack full of bricks, every single one representing a grudge or a hurt? It gets heavy, right? And the thing is, all that baggage weighs us down, keeps us stuck in the past, and prevents us from truly moving forward. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about releasing yourself from the emotional prison those wrongs have created. Think of it like this. When you choose to forgive, you're not letting the other person off the hook, you're taking back your own power. You're choosing to break free from the chains that are binding you. Let me give you 5 key takeaways to help you start practicing forgiveness and letting go. First, understand that forgiveness is a process, not a switch you flip overnight. It takes time, self-compassion, and a willingness to be vulnerable. Don't beat yourself up if it doesn't happen instantly. Be patient with yourself, just like you would be with a dear friend going through the same thing. Second, remember that forgiveness is ultimately about you, not the other person. It's about freeing yourself from the pain and resentment that's holding you back. You don't have to justify your feelings or pretend everything is okay, just allow yourself to feel what you need to feel. Third, try to see things from a different perspective. This doesn't mean condoning harmful actions, but rather trying to understand the motivations behind them. Sometimes people act in ways that hurt others because they're hurting themselves. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles. Fourth, practice gratitude. Focusing on what you're thankful for can shift your perspective and help you let go of negativity. It's like this: holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It doesn't work that way. Choose to focus on the good things in your life, no matter how small. And finally, remember that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's an act of self-love and compassion. It takes courage to let go, but the rewards are worth it. You'll feel lighter, freer, and more empowered to move forward. Let me tell you about Sarah, this amazing woman I met at a coffee shop last week. She was telling me about this painful situation she'd been carrying around for years, a betrayal by someone she thought she could trust. The pain was still raw, the anger simmering beneath the surface. But then, something shifted in her eyes as she started talking about the idea of forgiveness. She realized that holding on to that anger was only hurting her, and it wasn't bringing any closure or healing. It was like a heavy weight lifting from her shoulders. She decided to practice forgiveness, not for the other person, but for herself. And you know what? It wasn't easy. There were days when she felt anger creeping back in, but she kept reminding herself of the benefits, the freedom, the lightness, the sense of peace. She started focusing on gratitude, celebrating the good things in her life, and slowly but surely, the hurt began to fade. Remember, forgiveness isn't about forgetting or condoning what happened, it's about choosing to release yourself from the pain and move forward with your life. It's a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, practice self-compassion, and don't be afraid to seek support when you need it. You are strong, capable, and worthy of happiness, and forgiveness is a powerful tool that can help you get there. So, my awesome listeners, what's one step you can take today towards practicing forgiveness? Maybe it's journaling your feelings, meditating on gratitude, or simply choosing to let go of a small grudge. Remember, every little bit counts. Share this episode with someone who might find it helpful, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media. And remember, you're not alone in this journey. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.